Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. The Roar. We'll get to Dan Hope and some draft talk in 1 second. I just have to read this one. Remember I read this Ben Winston Lee's tweet, the hapless Tiger Woods homer who thinks that Tiger Tracker, who roots for Tiger, is now against him because he said, I'm not one to comment on this type of thing, Tiger Tracker, but your negativity today has been tough to follow. Take a breath. He's fractions from turning this around. He's done it innumerable times before. Somebody answered him.
That
guy. Somebody named T-Bird's coach answered that guy, and this is what he wrote. Fractions? He's taking us on a tour of parts of Augusta that we've never seen before.
That's mean. Some of these people are on par with you.
I actually said that earlier.
Remember? The animals.
Yeah, remember I said that?
The squirrels, I said that exact the birds. Thing.
All right, let's get to Dan Hope. It's been a while since we've spoken to Dan. Dan, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. Great to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you again. Before we get going, how are things in Buckeye Land? They treating you well? You everything good?
Oh, yeah, it's going well. Been enjoying it so far. Keeps me real busy up here, but been really enjoying it.
What's going on with their quarterback situation this year? Who can we expect to emerge? And I think that regardless of who eventually comes out of that competition, they've got to be better than JT Barrett, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, Urban and certainly the entire program have certainly been trying not to really give too many hints about where they're leaning right now in this quarterback race. But you know, I think between Dwayne Haskins, yeah. Joe Burrow, Martell, I think all three of them are getting a shot right now. I think Dwayne Haskins is still the presumptive favorite. You know, he looked good last year against Michigan, and he's a guy you look at, you know, you talk about it, a lot of people around a program want to see is they want to see a quarterback who's got a little more vertical passing ability than what JT Barrett brought to the table. And that's certainly what it would appear they would get if Dwayne Haskins wins the job. So I think Joe Burrow's still in the mix. I think Tate Martell's a guy who's a really explosive athlete who could add something in that running quarterback that we know Urban Meyer really likes, but I still think Haskins is the favorite and maybe the guy who could really bring a different dimension to that offense than what we've seen in the last few years.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the year, we saw Ohio State and USC, and I knew Ohio State would crush them because of that, the depth and talent in that defensive line. That team loses a little of that depth and talent. They lose Lewis, they lose Hubbard, they lose Holmes. I don't know if there's anybody I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but that defensive line should still be very good. Will it be as good, Dan?
It's got the potential to be because they still have Nick Bosa, who's on the best defensive line.
Yeah, he's
going to
be incredible.
Country. They've got Draymond Jones, who I think will play an even bigger role this year because last year they'd always put those four defensive ends on the field in a pass rushing situation. This year I expect Jones to be a free down kind of guy and really show why he could be a top-level NFL kind of prospect as well. And then they've got a couple young defensive ends. Chase Young was a top 10 overall recruit in the country. Jonathan Cooper, another really talented guy as well. They've got the potential to once again be that elite defensive line, certainly losing a lot, but Larry Johnson has done such a great job reloading that defensive line year after year. I think that'll continue to be a strength of the team.
And that league is going to look a little different this year. I know we didn't plan on talking about any of this, but we didn't talk about what we were going to talk about other than the draft. You know, that league's going to look a little different. Penn State suffered a lot of losses. Some of the losses obvious, like Saquon Barkley and Gesicki, et cetera, Deshaun Hamilton. Some of the losses perhaps not so obvious, like the entire secondary. I mean, they lost Campbell. They lose Allen. They lose Apke. They lose Haley. They lose that entire secondary. And I think that's really damaging. I don't think you can replace that. As such, Dan, will Ohio State's major competition this year come from Michigan State and Wisconsin? Because that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point about Penn State, and they lose a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, Michigan State has just had so much turmoil off the field that you just have to wonder if that's going to catch up with them.
But Lewerke. Yeah, Lewerke, though, Dan, I think Lewerke is a star. I mean, I think Lewerke is just starting to understand who he is, and I think we saw a glimpse of that late last year.
Yeah, I mean, the potential's certainly there. You know, if he can build on what he did last year, the potential's certainly there. You know, I don't really see Michigan as that serious a threat at this point.
No.
Because I just don't think that that program has gone in the direction that anyone really expected with Jim Harbaugh. I mean, certainly Wisconsin, I expect a lot of the same with them. I expect they're going to win the West because they really don't have a lot of competition out there. I don't know if they're good enough to win a Big Ten title and go to the college football playoff, but I think they probably make pretty easy work of a West once again. But you know, certainly, I think Ohio State's got the most talented team. If they can just, you know, shore up some of their issues they had last year and obviously find the right guy at the quarterback position, those are going to be the keys to them defending their Big Ten title.
What are you hearing out there? I mean, I know you're not exactly in the neighborhood, but what are you hearing about Harbaugh and his situation in that area of the country? Because, you know, at the end of the year, it's one thing for a in-development Michigan team who lost a lot of offensive personnel from the year before to lose to Ohio State. You're still not going to last long at Michigan if you keep doing that annually. But it's another thing entirely, Dan, to blow a big lead against South Carolina. And after that happened, the Detroit Free Press had open season on Jim Harbaugh. We've got to be coming to a boiling point on that situation. The clock's got to be ticking, doesn't it, on his reign if he doesn't get that thing turned around?
I mean, the thing about it is you look at it now, he's been here and he still has yet to win any game of significance at Michigan. He has not won a big game. He's 1-5 against his team's main rivals. And I agree. I think at some point that has to change. I don't think that he's necessarily on the hot seat yet. I don't think that that's something they're looking at. But you would have to think if they go another year of being as mediocre as they've been and not beating Ohio State or not beating a marquee opponent, you'd have to think that the unrest up there is gonna start to reach that boiling point, because the expectation was when Jim Harbaugh came in was this was supposed to be a team that was competing for national championships, and so far they really haven't looked close.
You know, here's another question, Dan. What's the perception out there of Clemson? Because obviously, Clemson and Ohio State have developed sort of a intra-regional rivalry of sorts, not just on the field, but even in, perhaps on the recruiting fields. What's the perception of Clemson back in Buckeye land?
Yeah, that's a very good question to bring up, because honestly, I found that the way people perceive Clemson here now was pretty similar to the way a lot of people perceived Ohio State when I was covering Clemson. And they're definitely, Dabo's considered to be a villain at Ohio State now. You know, the thing that happened on National Signing Day where Jackson Carman came out and said that Dabo Sweeney had said that Urban was on the back end of his career. I hear about that constantly now. Just yesterday I was writing about Urban Meyer signing a contract extension, as the first thing that was coming up was Dabo's evil recruiting tactics. And you know how it is.
Yeah.
Every fan is convinced that the coach of their program is doing everything the right way, and that all the coaches of the programs that are against him are all doing these evil recruiting tactics. So that's the way it is in Clemson. It's the way it is in Columbus. It's the way it is everywhere. But yeah, the perception of Clemson, certainly, they're not. It's not one that's too favorable at this point in Buckeye land.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. it's sort of par for the course, as you said. That's just the way it works. All right, Dan, let's get into some draft talk. And if you can, I'd like to have you for another segment, if that's possible.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I think we have a lot to talk about. First of all, you know, the last time we talked, whenever it was, I'm sure we anticipated this was supposed to be the year of the quarterback. It has turned into the year of the quarterback as we approach this draft. By the way, tangent quick, did you get your huddle report invitation yet?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. So just checking. making sure I didn't violate any rule. You know, I questioned their scorekeeping. I questioned their scorekeeping last year on the top 100 deal. But in any case, we have a plethora, Dan, of quarterbacks. I mean, we have quarterbacks galore. You know, just as we saw last year, teams make move for quarterbacks. What are your expectations? Mine are that we're seeing at least three in the top five, and quite honestly, if I had to bet money on it, I'd bet we see four in the top five.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think there's a really good chance that we see quarterbacks go one, two, three, and five right now. Yep. I think that certainly Browns, I think it's, you know, most likely Sam Darnold, maybe Josh Allen, but I think the Browns are going quarterback at one. The Giants are a team that, you know, seems to be the bigger question as do they go quarterback, but I still think there's a good chance they do because they're a rebuilding team. Eli's on the back end of his career, and unless you really believe Davis Webb is your guy, which I think would be an ill-fated decision, I think it makes sense to draft a quarterback here. We know the Jets are going quarterback.
By the way, Dan, just on the Giants thing, you know, and look, Gettleman is going to play this to the end because he's going to look for the highest bid. The Giants are in a really good position. You know, teams like the Buffalo Bills, who started up the draft, sort of desperately need that spot if they want to get their guy or unless they're going to settle. So the Giants can sit there and play this thing out at the very least. And if someone desperate enough gives them some overwhelming offer, they have plenty of needs. I mean, you know, they added Soder along that offensive line, but that offensive line is still a mess. And if they were to trade down, they could certainly start by reconstructing that offensive line. So, you know, it's a good situation for the Giants to be in, regardless of how it plays out.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And it's very true that, you know, even if the Giants don't want to go quarterback, there's still a good chance the number two pick is going to be a quarterback because somebody will want to trade up and get ahead of the Jets and get ahead of the Broncos, too. Because I think even with signing Case Keenum, I think there's a really good chance that the Broncos go for a quarterback of a future at that five spot as well.
Well, now, so is that your read on Denver at this point? Because, I mean, obviously, Denver has thoroughly vetted the quarterbacks, and it's often a sign when a team vets multiple quarterbacks, as Denver has, that they are serious about it. And they have seemed like they have a particular interest in Baker Mayfield, perhaps because they deem him the one most likely to be available, or perhaps because Elway has just fallen in love with Mayfield. Now, either that, or it's all a smokescreen to entice people up into that five spot to go and pluck Mayfield in front of them. But my read's similar to you right now. I'm inclined to think that if Mayfield is still there when Denver selects at five, that that's going to be their guy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that fit makes a lot of sense. I think where he can go in, learn from a John Elway, go in, doesn't have to be the starter right away, can go in behind Case Keenum and develop. I think it would be a good fit for him, and I think there's a lot of steam that seems to suggest that that could be a real possibility. Like you said, could always be a smokescreen, but they do seem to really be doing their homework on the quarterbacks this year.
I have an idea, Dan, for some live fun if you're game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, let's do a live mock draft where you pick first and I'll pick second and we'll just go down the board.
Sounds fun.
I'm joined by Dan Hope out in Ohio land, Waltip Tula Road Rage. Before we get a break, I'll put Dan on hold, Ramona. And let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner, catering, tailgating, anything you want, they can handle it. That's Tom's Barbecue. They stayed true to all the original recipes, added some things that were uniquely their own. For example, the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is absolutely incredible. And then things like the banana pudding. The desserts are all homemade. The fresh sides and desserts are incredible. The banana pudding is like otherworldly. It's the best I've ever had. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. Tom told me one night and I forgot. But they're also the home for your Cheer Wine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. If that sauce sounds good, it tastes better than it sounds. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, toss the chicken tenders in any of the 8 sauces. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's, 864-288-2652, 864-288-2652. Waltip Tula Road Rage, I'm joined by Dan Hope. I'll take a quick break. When we get back, Dan and I will execute a live, off-the-cuff mock draft where we take turns picking. We'll be right back.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Just when you thought college football was 5 long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Kelly Gramlich and Eric McLean starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show, then the game. 105.5 The Roar WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game, Saturday, April 14th, brought to you by Medical Building Supply in Piedmont, Corner Drug in Pickens, and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service. Easily Lawn and Garden, your Husqvarna dealer in the upstate, and Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar.
Trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. George Goldman Ford has 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $1.99.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Waltip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trails, the place to be. Your meal starts off with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. That's the finest marinara sauce you will ever put in your mouth. Manja, that sauce forms the basis for all their red sauce dishes. If you don't have great sauce in an Italian restaurant, you don't have anything. Joe's has that. They have wonderful people. Your appetizers like pepperoni twists, a meal unto itself. It's served on a platter. The meatballs and marinara, that's my personal favorite. In fact, I'm craving that now. Then you move to the entrees, like the Taste of Italy, the lasagna, the pizza, which is all award-winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, except for the cheesecake, which they give you an enormous portion, which comes from the Carnegie Deli of New York, and that is the finest cheesecake humanity has ever conceived. Trust me when I tell you. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. All right, let me get back to my friend Dan Hope, and we're going to try and do a live mock draft for you right now. Should be an interesting conversation. We'll go pick by pick with our reasons, and this is all totally off the cuff. We never discussed this, never planned on it, just a thought I had right now. So we're both on the spot, Dan, basically. And, of course, that's the way it works in real life to some extent, Dan. You don't know who the person before you is going to take, and you're bound to make your pick based on their decisions.
It's very true.
So let's give it a shot. You want the first one, Dan? Yeah, you know.
I'll go number one.
And let me ask you something. What are they saying out there on that? Because I'm getting really mixed signals. I'm getting the suggestion here that the Browns hierarchy is really torn between Darnold and Allen, and one faction wants one guy and the other the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the case to me as well. I mean, it seems to be those are the two guys that they're seriously looking at, and I'm sure there's a lot of conversation going on in that room, but my lean is still that they're going to go with Sam Darnold. So for this mock draft, I'm going to have to go with Sam Darnold.
Okay. Now the Giants have an interesting issue now, because I still think that when you're a team that is not normally in the top five, I don't know that you have the luxury to pass on a young quarterback. You may get more out of Eli Manning, but quite honestly, you can't. You know, Dan, it's funny. I think every team now sees Brady playing past 40 and thinks, well, our guy can play past 40. I don't know. There are already signs of decay in Eli Manning. So I'm not sure that's a long-term solution. So they have their choice then between Rosen and Allen if they're in this spot. Because in my mind, he's one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft, you just have to figure out the rest. I think his potential just demands his selection. I'm going to go Allen here to the Giants, which will put you in a really interesting situation. In part, I'm doing that to see what you do at three, because now you're going to have a choice between Mayfield and Rosen.
Yeah, that is an interesting predicament, because I think that's who the Jets want. I think the Jets want Josh Allen. So and you'd like to think they're going to get the guy they want, give it all they gave up to get to number three. But if you take Allen off the board, that's a tough choice there. I'm going to lean toward Josh Rosen, but I can definitely see that one going either way. If Allen, I think their top two guys would probably be Allen and Darnold. So if those two are off the board, that puts him in a tougher spot.
Well, you know, think about this, Dan. The Jets made a really interesting trade-up. Now, was it because the Giants were unwilling partners at two due to the fact that they're still in the quarterback game themselves and that they weren't ready to make a decision in that regard, so the Jets did not find a willing trade partner? Or is it because the Giants and Jets simply can't do business of any type and never have?
That may be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, they've never made a trade. So it's an interesting situation with them now at 2 and 3. And Buffalo, another New York team that could potentially get in this mix before all is said and done. All right, so you're going Rosen at 3.
Correct.
Which leaves Mayfield on the board. All right, I'm Cleveland, and And I know there's been talk about love for Saquon Barkley, but he's still a running back. The National Football League has a priority position chart. It doesn't include running back. If you could match up Bradley Chubb with Myles Garrett, I think you'd really have something there. I'm going Chubb at four.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, if getting Carlos Hyde, still have Duke Johnson, don't really have a need at running back. I think that's a good choice there at number five.
Well, you know what, Dan? There's still a lot of running backs available. And last year, the best running backs weren't necessarily taken in the first round.
That is true.
You had Hunt and Kamara, right, who, and we've seen this time and time again in the National Football League, and it's just why it's not a priority position.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Number five, we talked about it before, so I'll stick with what we said before. I think if Baker Mayfield's there, I think that's who the Broncos are going to zero in on. So I'm going to go Baker Mayfield at five.
This is actually too easy so far, Dan.
It is.
Because the next piece is obviously Barkley here. I think the Colts really are hoping that Chubb falls to them. But the Colts needed to make the move they did. Chris Ballard needed to acquire additional picks. That team is not ready to compete. I think they got better in that deal. And they're willing to take whichever guy falls to them. I think the coaching staff and GM and Indy would prefer that guy is Chubb. But if it's Barkley, I think it pleases ownership. So Barkley's here, so I'm going Saquon Barkley at six to the Colts.
Yeah, I think number seven's where it gets a little more interesting because I agree. You get those quarterbacks. I think Chubb and Barkley are those top two prospects. Those guys should go in that top six. You get the seven. You know, I think the best player on the board at this point would be Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame. But I think the Bucs really need help in the secondary. So I think there's a couple guys you could go there. You could go Minka Fitzpatrick. You could go Denzel Ward. You could go Derwin James. I'm going to say they go Minka Fitzpatrick at number seven.
You know, their secondary has lots of issues, Dan. You know, I guess it depends what you're looking for. You know, Minka Fitzpatrick is sort of a jack of all trades. It's presumed he can play an outside corner spot, despite the fact he only took 13 snaps as an outside corner and played slot corner for Alabama all year. You know, if you're looking for the elite corner, then I think you go Ward. If you're looking for a versatile guy to potentially fill a lot of holes, then I think you go Fitzpatrick, or as you said, potentially Quentin Nelson, who, you know, in some ways is probably the most sound player in the draft. Probably less questions about Quentin Nelson than any other player. You just get into that traditional argument of how much the guards matter.
Right. Yeah, I agree with all that. But I think Minka, I see him in that Tyrann Mathieu kind of role, where I think he's a, you know, primarily a free safety who can go and play some slot in the nickel packages. I don't see him as an outside corner. So like you said, if you were going to go with, you need an outside corner, best outside corner, you'd want to go with Ward over Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, and see, I right now see him as what he played at Alabama, which is a slot corner, and that makes me wonder if he has as much value as most seem to think. I've been suggesting here for a while that the two Alabama players I thought could drop in this draft are Fitzpatrick and Calvin Ridley. And it now looks like Ridley could be in some sort of free fall pre-draft, but we'll see. I mean, there's always a lot of that type of chatter, and then a team that needs a receiver acts out of desperation and plucks one. At eight, there's some good choices here at eight. I've got, if I want to go corner, I have Denzel Ward. I have the most sound player in the draft in Quentin Nelson. I have the best athlete at linebacker in the draft in Tremaine Edmonds. I have little runaround Roquan Smith. I'm going to go the sure thing here. I'm going to go Quentin Nelson at eight, given this situation.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with that pick there. At number nine, I'm going to go with Denzel Ward from the 49ers because you got Richard Sherman.
Ooh.
He's only a short-term fix. They really don't have a lot else at that cornerback spot. So I think you go and you get the best pure cover corner in the draft and get Denzel Ward.
Okay, so that means that at 10, Tremaine Edmonds is still available to the Oakland Raiders. Because I'm actually not sure Tremaine Edmonds is an inside linebacker, as most are. I actually think that he's 19 years old. He takes some false steps. He may eventually be an elite inside linebacker, but I actually view him as a pass-rushing outside linebacker. And I think if you just cut him loose, I think he could be sensational in that role. Therefore, since the Raiders need a rusher opposite, Raiders need a lot. They need a run stuffer in the middle. They need a inside linebacker. But I'm going best player available and a pass rusher opposite Khalil Mack. I'm going Tremaine Edmonds to Oakland here because he's on the board.
Yeah, it's a good choice. I think the Dolphins at 11 would probably be hoping you went a different direction because I think they'd probably take Tremaine Edmonds off the board there. I was kind of hoping that you'd pass him up, but number 11 spot.
By the way, on the Miami thing, you know, I think Miami's actually pretty desperate for Baker Mayfield. I mean, they have vetted him every way you can vet a quarterback. The question is, how much do they love him? Because I don't think they're going to sit at 11 and have him fall in their lap. So if they want him, then they're going to have to go to 5 or to Cleveland's second pick at 4 to get him.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, I don't think he's going to fall out of a top 10 right now. So if that's the guy you want, you're going to have to make a big move up to get him. And, you know, certainly could look at a quarterback, but I don't think Lamar Jackson's going this high. So if they stay at 11, I'm going to say they go Vita Vea from Washington and beef up that interior defensive line.
I like that pick. You know, it's interesting. The NFL released, and Gil Brandt is still responsible for that. It's the same Gil Brandt I beat by 10 points in the top 100 contest last year. just saying. But, you know, Gil Brandt is, and I really do like Gil Brandt. I think his memory astounds me. But I hope I'm blessed with that memory when I'm his age. I hope I'm alive at that age. Forget his memory. You know, but, you know, the NFL just released their 22 guys who are going to be invited to the green room. 22 is the same number they had last year. You know, it's interesting. With all the brains involved in that process, Dan, with obviously Gil Brandt and all the scouts that act under him and with him and that they're garnering information from in terms of the players that they're selecting for the green room because they want to be right. Do you know that last year they hit on 17 of 22? 17 of 22 sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the first 22. The ones that are hard
right. Are
the last 10. They're 23 through 32. Those are the ones that are hard. When you're operating the first 22, you ought to have more than 17 or you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, unless a lot of guys decided not to go, you would want to get a higher hit rate than that.
Yeah, look, they had, for example, they had a Woozy who was invited, and he went with the 60th pick. But I will say this. I think this is a tough year from between 20 to 50. I think there are a whole lot of very similar-looking players. You know, this draft has some weaknesses in some areas. Deanne, I'm sorry we have to take a quick break. You going to be okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's continue on the other side. It's my pick now. You went with Vita Vea at 11, so I'll be back and on the clock, and I'll have Buffalo's selection, hapless Buffalo, when we return. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, joined by Dan Hope. Quick break. We'll be back.
Granger Nissan is all about family, so they are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. stop by to see me, Brad Sinkum, Thursday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid. You stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game where your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
It's a home run. Founders Federal Credit Union's mortgage team is more equipped than ever to help you with the mortgage process. Whether you're buying or refinancing, our team of professionals will be there for all your needs. Visit foundersfcu.com/mortgage and apply. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA, and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
She's intelligent, she's attractive, and she laughs at your jokes. And one day you realize she's the one you want to talk to first when you have good news. She's the one. She's a keeper. If it's time for you to put a ring on her finger, I invite you to come to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. Because the moment she opens that box has to be special, and you want to be confident in the quality and design of your gift. This is more than just a ring. This is a symbol of everything to come. All the stories and history of a family start with this ring, and it has to be right. Scores Jewelers will guide you to the perfect ring in a no-pressure environment backed by our commitment to quality and service. Scores has a wide selection of engagement rings with designs to match her style. And if you can't find it, we can make it. We have full in-house custom design capabilities in yellow, white, and rose gold, as well as in platinum. Once you've picked the perfect ring to make her eyes light up, we have financing available to help you get to yes. At Scores Jewelers, you're more than just a number, and I invite you to come join our circle of friends. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
Just when you thought college football was 5 long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Kelly Gramlich and Eric McLean starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show, then the game. 105.5 The Roar WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game, Saturday, April 14th. Brought to you by Medical Building Supply in Piedmont, Corner Drug in Pickens, and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service. Easily Lawn and Garden, your Husqvarna dealer in the upstate, and Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Right now, Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more power for less paycheck. Save $50 on Ryobi 40-volt cordless outdoor power equipment. The power of gas without the gas. Enough power to get the whole job done. Plus, right now, it's also the power of $50 in your pocket. So cut the cord, but keep the power with $50 off Ryobi 40-volt trimmers, blowers, and mowers only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, in-store only.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry with regard to those vehicles. They've been operating in Greenville market for over 7 years. People love them. Love. If you required thoracic surgery, you would probably not go to a general practitioner. Why would you treat your vehicle differently? You think the general auto mechanic knows the specifics, the inner workings of Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. He can't. She can't. Get to First Class Haul. They know your vehicle like you know your vehicle, inside and out. It's all they do. They're the specialists. First Class Haul, 4135 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, the new location. I've been there. You could eat off the floor. Mark and the gang are incredible. They will treat you right. If you own one of those vehicles, you owe it to yourself to get to First Class Haul. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. Call Mark. Tell him I say it. It's how it works. Ramona, give me the specials quickly.
They have a 32-point safety inspection for $119.95. is usually $199.95, and they have a BG climate control service for $99, which is usually $124.99. These end at the end of this month.
Very good. That's our friends at First Class Haul. All right, let me get back to Dan Hope. I believe I'm on the clock. Dan, is that right?
I am on the clock,
and I, unfortunately, am the Buffalo Bills. Unable to move up, I am now left with the dilemma of what to do at the quarterback situation. You know, it's interesting, Dan, a lot of chatter today about Mason Rudolph and a lot of the teams with veteran quarterbacks vetting Mason Rudolph. And now it seems we are smack up against the possibility that there could be as many as six quarterbacks taken in round one if Lamar Jackson finds a home. Because Buffalo's desperate here, I mean, if they can't move up, they have backed themselves into a position where they, in my opinion, they desperately need a quarterback. So the question is it Jackson or Rudolph? They're going to have to take one of those guys. For the sake of this exercise, Dan, I'll give them Lamar Jackson here at 12. I don't necessarily think Lamar Jackson is going at 12, but given Buffalo's situation and the other quarterbacks being gone in our little exercise, they have to come out of this draft with a quarterback, out of the first round with a quarterback. So it's got to be one of those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be inclined to believe they'd wait till 22 maybe, but when you have four guys go in the top five, that's going to
push everybody up. Yeah, you know, can they? I mean, do they have that?
Tough question.
Right, do they have that luxury? And I think that's the question here. So I'll go, for the sake of this exercise, Lamar Jackson. I'm trying to write down these guys that we as we pick them so we don't double dip right on them. You're up, Dan, 13, the Washington Redskins.
Well, I'm going to go with Derwin James here. Yeah. I think he's one of the best players available at this point. You get him at 13, that's good value. Get an impact player at the safety spot, which they really don't have right now.
Yeah, I love that pick. I think if Vita Vea isn't there, I think the other guy that you consider there is, because that defensive front is such a mess, I think the other guy you consider there is Daron Payne. And I think the Washington conversation is going to center on that group of players. And if they come away with Vita Vea, Daron Payne, Micah Fitzpatrick, or Derwin James, I think they would be very happy. So there's that. 14. So now I'm Green Bay. You know, Green Bay, I think, would love to have had a shot at Derwin James here. I also think they would love a shot at one of the cornerbacks. They tried for Fuller. That didn't work. I think that Green Bay is left here with choices like Marcus Davenport or maybe Michael Hughes, which might be a little early for Hughes. I don't know that I love the fit of Davenport in Green Bay. They do need an outside pass rusher. I'm just not sure about that scheme fit. I'm going to go Davenport here, I guess, because my hands are sort of tied. So I'll go Davenport here. You know, the funny thing is, Dan, I can't necessarily find a spot to fit Davenport. I think had Tampa Bay, even as early as 7, not going out and so aggressively addressed their edge rusher needs, I think the natural fit there would have been Davenport. But that's the impact of free agency on this process. And, you know, in Davenport, you look at him and you look at his measurables and his talent, and that's a top 10 pick. He's raw. He's small school. But he's a top 10 talent that may or may not develop. I would almost be surprised to see him on the board at this point. Although, you know, the funny thing is we've heard this this chatting about, you know, he's too much a man for all seasons, that he has too many interests that aren't related to football. I don't know.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I think I agree. I think he's got a ton of potential, but he's kind of one of those guys that's a little bit hard to figure out exactly what he's going to be, my opinion. So I got the Cardinals here at 15. You know, another team that could be in the market for a quarterback, but I think this is a little high for Mason Rudolph, and I don't know if they're necessarily looking at that first-round guy this year. So I'm going to go with Jair Alexander. I think they could use another corner to pair with Patrick Peterson. And I think, you know, after Denzel Ward's off the board, I think Alexander's the best guy at that spot as a pure corner. So I'm going to go with Jair Alexander.
Well, Alexander has certainly improved his stock. I mean, you know, a guy with a lost last season at Louisville who, through the postseason process, has reinvigorated his standing because there was a point where I don't even think people viewed him as a top 100 player, and now he appears to be poised to go in round one, as you suggest, and maybe as early as 15. Baltimore is then at 16, and when I look at Baltimore, I see a number of need areas. I think that linebacker is certainly an area that they could address here. It's Ozzie Newsome's final season. He likes Alabama players. Also, we still have, in our little exercise, we still have Roquan Smith on the board, do we not?
Yeah, we do.
And certainly Calvin Ridley is possible here. Again, the Ozzie Newsome ties. Ridley, a guy who, you know, Dan, there's an outfit that does spark numbers on NFL draftees, and Calvin Ridley, his athletic testing was in the lowest, was the bottom 7% of NFL receivers.
It's not good.
And it's a dilemma because, you know, the question with all these receivers, Dan, is, you know, a year ago we had the receivers pushed up in the process. And that's because in the NFL, receiver is actually a priority position now. And so last year we had Davis went to Tennessee. We had Mike Williams and John Ross, who all went in the top 10. And I thought Davis would go first in that group, but I wasn't sure any of those guys would go in the top 10. And they all went in the top 10. Now, the whole group combined, in part due to injury, had like, you know, 35 or 40 catches. And you just wonder what the reaction is going to be this year. Because I'll tell you, if those three guys were in this year's draft, they'd be the first three receivers taken. I mean, there's a question with all these top receivers as to whether any of them are number one receivers. Are they all slot guys? You know, the receivers now, none of them want to be characterized as slot guys, but it might be that all these guys, Ridley, DJ Moore, Christian Kirk, that they're all slot guys.
It might be. I don't see one guy at the receiver position this year that's that clear-cut star number one kind of guy.
No. I guess because sort of a best player available strategy, Dan, I'm going to go Roquan Smith here.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. I think the Chargers at 17 would have loved to have Roquan Smith fall into their lap, but take him off the board. They could certainly use some help up that interior defensive line as well. So I'm going to go with Daron Payne for the Chargers.
Oh, yeah, I like that pick. I like the pick of Daron Payne. I think, you know, Payne is just a physical force, and I think he has the potential to be a better pass rusher at the pro level than he displayed at the collegiate level. And he would, again, solidify that defensive front. in L.A. I think L.A. would be thrilled to have Payne fall to them. Seattle, you know, I guess Seattle at the end, and the truth is I don't think Seattle's going to make a pick. They never do. I think that as off the top of my head, I don't believe they have second or third round selections. Therefore, I expect Seattle to trade out of round one, as they're poised to do. And I think they have their eyes on may have their eyes on Rasheem Green, the defensive end out of Southern California. So I would not be surprised to see Seattle trade out of this spot and move out of round one. But since we're not incorporating trades, I need a player here. And I have to go by Seattle's strict guidelines, Dan, because, you know, they have height, length, width guidelines to every position.
They do.
So I need a player that fits who they are. And Payne is off the board. They still need help on that offensive line. Boy. They could use a Harold Landry-type pass rusher for that Leo role, and they've tried to do that before. Boy, I don't like their picks here. I don't like the particular fits for Seattle. I'm going to go – I'll tell you what. Let's do something a little offbeat here. I was actually thinking of Josh Jackson. He has the length at cornerback that they are desirous of. But rather than that, because they're moving away from a strictly zone blocking scheme because they haven't been able to establish the run and they think that's a big weakness – I'm going to give them a gap blocking freak of nature here to reestablish their ability to run the ball. Will Hernandez.
Yeah, they really need to fix their offensive line. So I like that. The Cowboys here, you know, they have looked at Calvin Ridley. They've seemed to show some interest for him. Yeah. So maybe that's the spot for him. But you've mentioned he could also be a guy who could slide down the board a little bit. So I'll go with another guy they've shown some interest in. We'll go with Taven Bryan, the defensive tackle out of Florida, and beef up that interior defensive line.
Yeah, they have needs at defensive tackle, linebacker, wide receiver. I could see them going, you know, I could see them going at Taven Bryan, certainly. Maybe even a Mo Hurst if they had clear medical on him. I could see them going an Evans or a Leighton Vander Esch here, and certainly a Calvin Ridley. And plus, they seem to be a little bit enamored with Cortland Sutton, who I don't necessarily think is a round one receiver, but all it takes is one team to think he's a wide receiver. And Dallas was pretty invested in Cortland Sutton's pro day. And as you might imagine, I mean, they're sort of in the area as well. You know, Dan, we're up against it again, Dan. Are you doing one final segment to wrap this up?
I can do one more to wrap this up.
And we're both addicted. That's the problem, Dan. We're
fun. It is fun.
It is fun. And I've not had a chance to do this with anybody before, so it's good. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. We'll put Dan on hold. Urban Nirvana, for, you know, it's just an amazing place. It is just what the name implies. It's a special, special place. You get all the rejuvenated, reborn, refreshed. That's what you can have at Urban Nirvana. Listen, if no one's giving you a gift, give yourself the gift of Urban Nirvana. You'll thank me later. But if you're a potential gift giver, go to Urban Nirvana. It can't be any easier. Go to urbannirvana.com. print off your gift certificate on your computer and you're done. Think about the people in your life who do things for you, your mother, your wife, your girlfriend, and think about what a wonderful gift to Urban Nirvana would be for them. There are 12 different types of massage. There's even a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester that couples swear by. UrbanNirvana.com. Check them out today. I'll be back with Dan Hope.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Craft Stove and Patio. Grills, logs, patio furniture, and all the accessories. Visit their showroom at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's. Give them a call at
864-268-3853. Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
It's a great time to get that new Ford truck you wanted from Anderson Ford. During Ford Truck Month, Anderson Ford has Ford F-150 XL models priced to move at up to $7,900 off MSRP. Or get an Anderson Ford F-150 XLT and save almost $14,000 off MSRP. How about an Anderson Ford 2018 Explorer? 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,500.